This week's episode is made possible by our friends at Independent Bank. You can learn more about them at i-bankonline.com.
Good morning, Memphis. You're listening to Meanwhile in Memphis on WYXR Radio 91.7 FM. Meanwhile in Memphis is a program dedicated to conversations that celebrate the organizations, initiatives, and people that are shaping Memphis for the better. The Meanwhile in Memphis radio show and podcast are brought to you by New Memphis, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to develop, activate, and retain the city's most important resource, its people. Your hosts today are me, Rebecca Hamm, and my colleague Anna Thompson.
This is a reminder that you can always stay up to date on happenings of New Memphis at newmemphis.org/events. We are so excited to announce that TEDx Memphis got a record number of applications by the deadline, which was Leap Day, February 29th. So we are so excited to be a partner in that work. So stay tuned for more information about TEDx Memphis as the conference approaches later this year. We have an exciting event coming up on March 19th, which is a personal favorite of mine. It is Memphis 101. This high energy event will be held right here at the New Memphis offices and is made possible by Regional One Health. If you know somebody that is new to the city, or if you just want to brush up on a few reasons to champion your city, this would be a fantastic event to join us at. So this again is on March 19th in the evening, and it is downtown at our wonderful New Memphis office. And you can learn more about it at newmemphis.org/events.
Today, we have an exciting conversation. Memphis is on a journey of continuous improvement when it comes to health and wellness. And today, we are going to talk to a trio who are working on a data-based approach to achieving some health and wellness goals, not only as individuals, but as a community. Joining us today are Tabrina Davis, the Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and Web Strategy at Methodist Le Bonheur Healthcare, Jimmy Scott, a passionate Healthier 901 participant, and Dr. John Leslie, who serves as the Market Medical Executive from Cigna Healthcare. Let's get into it. Good morning, everyone. We are so excited to get to learn more about this area of work and the ways that each of you touch it. But first, we want to get to know you. We'll go around the microphones here and get to know each of you. So, Sabrina, could you kick us off, followed by John and then Jimmy?
Sure. My name is Tabrina Davis. I'm the Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and Web Strategy, fairly new to the Memphis area. I've been in the area for 5 years, working for Methodist Le Bonheur Healthcare.
Yes, and I'm Dr. John Leslie. I'm Cigna Healthcare's Market Medical Executive for the Tri-South. I am a family practice physician who practiced mostly in rural Arkansas and Tennessee before coming to the area and joining Cigna about 3 years ago.
And I am Jimmy Scott. I am an operations manager for the Nike Apparel Center in Memphis. And I've been a lifelong Memphian.
Thank you so much. So we kind of want to dive right in and talk about the Healthier 901 initiative and why it began. So, Tabrina, can we kick it off with you? And then John and Jimmy, you can chime in wherever you desire.
Sure. Happy to kick us off. Healthier 901, which is powered by Methodist Le Bonheur Healthcare, is a community-wide initiative that is really geared around helping Mid-Southerners live healthier lifestyles. The initiative challenges Mid-Southerners to lose 1 million pounds in 3 years. And you may ask the question, why? And it's fairly simple. Every 3 years, Methodist conducts a community needs assessment to understand what the issues are, health issues are in the community, and what are the needs in the community. And that assessment revealed that heart disease and cancer are the leading causes of death in Shelby County and DeSoto County. And obesity is a contributing factor. And so we wanted to do something about that. Normally, we may look at developing education programs, community-wide initiatives, screening programs, but this year we really wanted to have an impact and create something that we could actually measure our results. And so we were honored to partner with Cigna as one of our key sponsors and partners on this initiative. It's a bold effort, but we feel that we can do it. And it's really around helping people to become more active, get out there, get moving, develop some lifelong skills that can help them lead a more healthier life. And so that's what this program is all about. It is really geared around creating community-based programs. It is technology driven. We've developed an app. You can go to our website. You'll find information. You'll find resources. You'll find tools to help you on your journey to weight loss. It includes everything from healthy eating, tips, resources, fitness apps, a number of resources from our other sponsors who are also participating in this, but it's really around helping the community get healthier.
Fantastic initiative. I'm curious how you landed on 1 million pounds. Did that number come out of this research, or is that one that just feels good to work toward?
Well, I think that our CEO is very bold in his leadership, and he felt that it was something that was achievable and could really have an impact on the community. You know, Memphis has a distinction as being ranked as the second heaviest city in the U.S., and we really want to change that designation. That's not something that we want to live with.
That's a hefty designation there. John, could you help us understand maybe some of the factors that contribute to us being labeled as such?
Oh, absolutely. You know, everyone, I'm sure, is aware of all of the lifestyle challenges that we have with healthy eating, stress, difficulty getting the appropriate amount of physical activity that really contributes to the obesity epidemic that we have in this country, and specifically, you know, in Memphis and communities like ours. And, you know, obesity is not just a number. You know, obesity contributes to many other health conditions. Obesity is a key contributor to heart disease, cancer, hypertension, and so many of the other chronic diseases that we have in the region. And it is a worthy goal. And Cigna Healthcare was really excited to be asked to partner with Methodist Lebonner for this.
Thank you for that context. Jimmy, you are joining us for this conversation today as a participant of the Healthier 901 initiative. Can you talk to us a little bit about what your experience has been and what drew you to participate in this program?
Sure, don't mind at all, Anna. I received an email via Nike about the Healthier 901 initiative in August. And the following week, I'm a board member with the YMCA, the Greater YMCA. And Mr. Cato Johnson was speaking at a fundraiser, and he was asking for us to participate in the Healthier 901 initiative. And it just seemed like a win-win for me to participate. I just got this email at work, and now I get Mr. Johnson asking for help through the Y. And so I signed up, and to make a long story short, I was already on a weight adventure the beginning of the year. And I really wasn't doing well. And to Taprina's point, this app had a whole lot of interesting information on it. And I just put in my information and I felt like I had a mission, really, to be quite honest with you, to help myself out and help the community out. And weight just started falling off, you know. Because I was like, man, I could really help myself along with helping this city and the greater Memphis area.
So, Jimmy, you are a participant, not only personally, but also through your organization, like you mentioned, with Nike. Nike, along with Cigna and Methodist, are all supporters of the Healthier 901 initiative.
Exactly.
So, I'm curious what, as a participant, made this approach unique. You said you were on an adventure, which I love that term. And so I'm curious, like, what makes their app different than, I'm sure, the hundreds that are, you know, as from a participant perspective?
You know, I cannot speak, Anna, for other apps because this was my first. But when you look on the app, you see people from all walks of life. It's not just Methodist, you know, and you see people really having their own adventures, They're excited that they can say I did 7,500 steps. They're excited they can do 5,000 steps. You know, it's just to each his own. And being a former athlete, I just felt like, man, if I can present this in the right way, it can do a lot. And that 1 million pounds to me is so achievable, but you got to get the initial group to show the excitement and to show that it can truly happen. And then that makes it easier for Sabrina. That makes it easier for Dr. Leslie. It makes it easy for all of us.
Sabrina, can you kind of piggyback off of Jimmy's
experience? I sure can. And it's so great to hear his experience, because that's exactly what we want. We want to put resources at people's fingertips to make it easier for them to take this first step and to begin this journey, number one. And number two, I think what's important, which Jimmy alluded to, is that what we're trying to do is create a sense of community. Everybody joins up, participates, shares their experience. You know, you can share, you know, what you're doing, what's helping your journey. We're constantly adding new information, new resources to keep the community motivated. And with just one step, it begins that process. And I think Jimmy is an example of that. He took the first step. He joined, he downloaded the app, and he immediately got involved. And so we're hoping that others will do the same thing, because that's what we're trying to do, is to create that sense of community. People can join the app and they can participate in challenges with their friends, with other groups, you know, to make it fun. Every month we give away sponsored giveaways from our wonderful sponsors, as you've mentioned, which includes Nike, Cigna, ABC Action News, and the Y. And so we have great sponsors that are helping us really, you know, motivate the community to take this important step and begin their journey.
Community empowerment sounds like such an important component of this. And I'm curious about the community programming that is already in existence that this app connects people to. Can you share a little bit about that?
Well, for example, we have partnered with the faith-based community as well. We have more than 500 churches that are part of the Congregational Health Network. And so we have churches that are creating their own activities and programming for their parishioners. We partner with other groups to sponsor events in the community where people can come out and participate in events. We've partnered with the Y and held events at the Y. We partner with Cigna to educate people about the program. So we're constantly looking for opportunities to be in the community, promoting the event, promoting the app, and what it can do for individuals who join. Every year, I should say, last year, we kicked off Healthier 901 Fest at Shelby Farms. We had more than 4,500 people come out from all walks of life to participate in fitness activities. We had healthy cooking demonstrations. We had activities for the children. It was a very family-oriented event. We had sponsored giveaways. We've done similar events in the community since last fall, and we hope to continue to partner with others who join us on this journey.
That's fantastic to hear that you're trying to break down barriers from so many different angles to increase accessibility to health and wellness. And I'm curious about where this model came from. Is this entirely innovative and unique to your team, or did you take a look at other cities and projects that they were working on and bring in kind of best practices? How did this all come to be? How did you collaborate to create it?
We did look at what had been done in other communities as we were developing the program. What I can tell you is that the most successful is a program out of Oklahoma. At that time, it was Mayor Mick Cornett, who challenged the community to lose 1 million pounds in 3 years. And I believe he reached his goal in less than 3 years. And so we know it can be done. And we know that we have a very resilient and motivated community. And so we want to exceed what was done in Oklahoma several years ago.
I love it. And that challenge has definitely, we've entered the gauntlet. We're all excited to kind of achieve and climb this peak together. Dr. Leslie, can you speak a little bit to why this initiative is mission critical for Shelby County and DeSoto County now in 2024? why it's so imperative that we begin this journey?
Yes, definitely. You know, we've already spoken to some of the healthcare implications of obesity and how important it is to our community. Obesity contributes to several forms of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, renal failure, and honestly, the list is so long, we could probably fill up this whole podcast. But otherwise, Cigna is committed to improving the health and vitality of all that we touch. That includes the businesses that we work with to provide insurance coverage. That includes the providers like Methodist LeBonner Healthcare that we work with. And it also includes the communities that we live and serve. So this initiative seemed to be the perfect way to get involved in increasing that health and improving that health and vitality of the Memphis community. And it just made sense. Not to mention, Cigna and Methodist LeBonner have been long-term, very, very collaborative partners. And it really was an easy opportunity to jump on board.
So this question is kind of for everybody. We can start with Jimmy and then go to Sabrina and then Dr. Leslie. But what would you say to someone who feels a little bit overwhelmed by this, who sees the number 1 million and is like, wow, that feels insurmountable. What is something small that I can do to improve my own health? And how would I get started? So Jimmy?
Well, the first thing that I say to everyone is, you know, if you have gained the weight and if you're weighing more than you desire to be, you didn't gain all of that weight all at once. So, you know, let's start looking at how we can reduce the weight. And also, I tell them about my journey. I had a goal of losing 20 pounds within a year. I was not successful, but I had lost 17 pounds. I'm okay with that. And I tell them that, you know, there were months where I went up and I went down. So I'd use myself as an example to say it's not all perfect, but, you know, have a better diet, work out more, and, you know, stay positive.
I love the stay positive. What about you, Sabrina? What would be your advice for someone
I would say take the first step. You know, join Healthier 901, download the app, enter your weight, because it takes simple, small steps to begin that effort. And every step you take gets you closer to your goal. And so that's one of the reasons why we've tried to provide a diversity of resources on the app, because we want to make it easier for people. And we want them to know that they don't have to do it alone. If they want to join a bike group, if they want to join a gym, if they want to participate with others and join a walking group, there's so many opportunities so that you don't have to do it alone if you feel like it's overwhelming. Take that first step, because that first step is the beginning of the journey. And so that's what I would encourage people to do, is just take that first step, join the app, and take one step at a time. It doesn't, as Jimmy indicated, we don't gain the weight overnight, and we certainly aren't going to lose it overnight. But every step we take toward a healthier lifestyle, becoming more active, gets us closer to our goal. And I think it's important to also, you know, mention the fact that even if you don't think you're overweight, some of us are very inactive. And so it's about getting out, becoming more active, which helps us feel better, right? Which also helps us to lose weight, whether you're walking, whether you're riding a bike, whatever you may be doing to become more active, that's part of the journey. And so if we can create a healthier community, if we can help people live more fulfilled lives, if we can help them by improving their quality of life, by addressing some of the downsides of being inactive or gaining weight and all the myriad of conditions that come with that, you know, then we're succeeding. And so I do think we can get to our 1 million pound goal. It just takes all of us to take that first step.
What about you, Dr. Leslie? What would you say are some small changes that people can make to improve their health and longevity?
I completely agree with both Jimmy and Tabrina about taking that small first step. When I was seeing patients, I frequently had visits and discussions with people working on weight loss and becoming healthier. And I think picking a goal that's easily achievable, something that you can be successful with, I don't think that you should start with your goal of, you know, losing all the weight that you want to, or quote, living a healthy lifestyle. I think the goals should be small and achievable, like maybe walking 20 minutes three times a week, or avoiding sugary drinks, or something that's easy to do. And once you start having some success in meeting those goals, I think that those successes will breed other successes. And ultimately, the goal is to have a healthier lifestyle. Also, Jimmy mentioned something that I think is very important as well, is that that this is a long-term process, and that you're going to have good days and you're going to have bad days. But the goal is to continue to improve every day and be healthier. And remember, healthier is not really a destination, it's a journey. And so the hope is, with this Healthier 901 initiative, that Memphians and people in the area can live healthier, more productive, more vital lives.
Thank you all for your wisdom and helping the community, or you're meeting the community where they are. Each of us are on our own trajectory, and it's encouraging to know that there isn't kind of one blanket, solution for our community to be healthier. Do we have an understanding of the success to this point? How many people are using the app, participating in activities with community organizations?
We have about 4,500 individuals who have joined the app so far. But I think what's really impressive is that that group of individuals have already taken more than a million steps. And so where we see the activity is, those who are participating in the program are becoming more active. They're walking, and so they're doing things to continue to move. And so we've seen some very impressive numbers around how many steps they've taken, how many miles they've walked, et cetera. And I'll share those with you in a minute, but some of those numbers are very impressive. And so it just indicates that those who are taking the step of downloading the app are becoming more active and are using it. And that's exactly what we want to see. What's really nice about the app is that it also integrates with other fitness apps. So if you already have a fitness app, or you have technology, it integrates with your Apple Watch. So it integrates with a number of technologies so that you don't have to just use one. I consider this to be a complement to what you may already be using as part of your healthcare journey and fitness journey.
Yet another barrier removed with that connectivity. Are there any specific milestones along the way, not just our end goal of losing a million pounds? Are there any kind of earmarks that we should be working toward and excited about achieving?
I would say, the way we are going to measure success for us is miles lost, because it's indicative of people participating in the program. But we're also watching to see, as I said, what activities they're engaged in, because that demonstrates that they're participating in the program and using the app. The nice thing about that is it's usually those types of activities that lead to weight loss. So while the ultimate goal is a million pounds lost, as we look at this journey, we're looking at how many people are downloading the app. Our goal for 2024 is 50,000 Mid-Southerners to download the app, because we think that would be a good indication that, we're going to achieve success.
So each month, participants are able to kind of look at their goals and see where they are, but occasionally there are rewards. Can you talk to us a little bit about what type of things are included in that reward system?
I sure will. With such great and generous sponsors, we've done everything from give away free family memberships with our sponsors of the Y and Planet Fitness. Nike has been generous to sponsor giveaways of gym shoes. We've had local retailers donate bicycles, so we've given away bicycles as well. And Kroger has been generous to market the program in its stores, which we hope will increase access, and have donated gift certificates so that people can go to the store and buy healthy items. And so we're constantly looking for others who want to partner with us and help us along the way on this journey.
So speaking of those who are helping you along the way, Jimmy, I'm curious, what has been the organization-wide response at Nike with the email that you said you got, and it kind of piqued your interest to get started? Are y'all holding each other accountable over at Nike?
The participants that are a part of it, yeah, we have some fun moments because you can look at your steps, you can, to Brenda's point, you can look and see if you got a badge. If you did 5,000 steps or 7,500 steps or 10,000 steps. So, you can see what the other person is doing.
I love it. Maybe you should have a department wide, like department versus department here.
Yeah. I can tell you something that just literally happened to me this morning. I did a walk at the Shelby Farms, and this is the first time that this has happened to me, but a lady was walking. We were walking in opposite directions, and she said, "Hello, Mr. Scott." And she said, "I know you from Healthier 901.
What?
Yes.
I love the connections. The connections.
And I was so stunned. I didn't start a conversation. I just was like, "Hi," because she was letting me know where she knew me from. Just happened this morning.
Building community left and right.
Love to see it. Dr. Leslie, I wanted to kind of switch gears a little bit and chat about the misconceptions about health. Our conversation today, we've talked a lot about the goal of 1 million pounds to lose for the Healthier 901 initiative. But I'm curious about some of the ways that kind of a byproduct, like we've talked about, some of the ways that losing this weight will increase the overall health of our individuals in our community, in our city, but also change lifestyles. And so it's not just about those of us who are on a weight loss journey. It's also about those who want to increase activity or are looking for lifestyle changes. So could you share a little bit about some misconceptions about what ideal health might look like or not look like?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is an excellent question. Obesity is a huge problem, which I'm sure that we're all aware, and I think that's why we're here. But it in itself leads to and contributes to many other medical conditions. As you mentioned, living healthier improves not only the weight and the number on the scale, but it also improves how well controlled your current conditions are. So say you have high blood pressure or diabetes, more physical activity and weight loss is going to improve those and help you manage your conditions. Maybe if you do a real good job at losing weight and being more active, you can even reverse some of those conditions. So I think that losing weight, being healthier, is going to impact really all of your current medical conditions. It will perhaps prevent future conditions, especially if you know that you're at risk for obesity-related conditions. Maybe members of your family have heart disease or diabetes. Also, I think something that we haven't mentioned yet is your mental health. Losing weight and being more active and taking care of yourself is really good to improve your mood, treating anxiety and depression. And so I think all of those things go together to improve your overall, sense of health, well-being, and helping yourself treat some of those conditions and prevent those conditions that you're at risk for.
Thank you for helping us understand more of the context and that ripple effect of impact. Dr. Leslie, I'm curious about what related to this initiative is most exciting to you. What are you most encouraged by? And then I'd love to hear from Jimmy and Tabrina as well.
I'm most encouraged about creating a community focus on improving the overall health. I think it's so important, especially after what we've all been through. We've been through some really challenging years recently, in particular with our health and being able to be active in our communities and active within our own lives. So I'm really excited to have such an impactful organization like Methodist spearhead something like this. And, you know, just think if we were able to achieve £1 million, how many lives would that impact? It's really exciting to think about.
Jimmy, what about you? What's most encouraging about this initiative for you?
I'm excited that it can be a positive change. And it's not it's a individual goal. It's an individual goal, but it's for the city. It's for us to improve our health. And I believe that it will have people to really start looking at what's better for them, as opposed to your checkup. And then that's when Dr. Leslie tells us, this is what you need to improve on. Now this gives you an opportunity to look out for yourself multiple times in a month. Give you a prime example. Once I started really being involved in speaking about Healthier 901, it made me start looking at other cities. So it made me start looking at what are these healthier cities doing? And it's just real little small pieces that we can do to just that we can improve on, like the walking, or, you know, how many people work out once a week. All of this information is right there for the taking, and it's just a good opportunity for us to just improve as a whole. So I'm excited. I see the potential. I looked and saw where one city, Albuquerque, went so high from with the company called Mind Body. They were doing researches in Albuquerque, did an initiative to what Tabrina and Methodist trying to do for us. And they went from the 36th city to the number 6 city. So, you know, it's there for the taking.
What about you, Tabrina?
I want to share some numbers because it really reflects what we're trying to do. And then I'll tell you what I'm excited about. So far, as I said before, of those who are participating in the Healthier 901 program, they've taken 300 million steps since joining the app, 1.5 million minutes of exercise, 4,000 pounds lost, and 42 million calories burned, 127,000 miles logged. That's just indicative of what we can do with this initiative. And so for me, what I'm excited about is we have the ability to really transform Mid-Southerners' lives, to help them to really lead healthier lifestyles and really transform, you know, their health and their well-being. You know, as Dr. Leslie said, it's not just from a physical standpoint, but it impacts you mentally when you feel better, you know, as a whole. And so if it's not a matter of if, when we are successful, we will have impacted this community in a big way. And that's what excites me most about this initiative and this challenge.
Well, you have certainly gotten us excited about this initiative, and we are so grateful as a community and me personally as an individual to know that there are organizations and leaders like each of you who are, you know, putting our future into our own hands, but empowering us to make a difference. And not just that, you've taken the extra step to provide resources for the community, and that can't be understated. There's so much good happening around this work, and we are so grateful for it.
So for our listeners who want to get involved and learn a little bit more about the Healthier 901 initiative, how can they get involved?
They can go to healthier901.com, or they can simply download the app from their phone. It doesn't matter whether you have an iPhone or an Android phone, you will find the Healthier 901 app in the App Store. So that's the first step. So we encourage you to download the app. We encourage you to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and to use our handle, Healthier 901. And when you join, send us photographs. We want to hear about your story. And we want to celebrate you.
Fantastic. One closing question for each of you. And Tabrina, we'll start with you, followed by Jimmy, then John. If you could give one word of encouragement to folks joining this initiative, what is that one word?
I would say, just take the first step and we'll be there to support you.
Jimmy, any words of encouragement?
How about download? Go download the app. Get started.
That's right.
Take that first step. Thank you all so much for joining us and for the work that you're doing to keep our community healthy.
And thank you for inviting us to share more about our program. We're really excited about it.
Go Memphis.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Independent Bank is celebrating 25 years of sharing your stories, building your dreams, and serving you heroically. Find out how iBank can help you achieve your financial dreams at i-bankonline.com. Member FDIC.